Welcome to Betting for Beginners. It is Championship Weekend, one of the best weekends of football. We've missed you guys. I've missed Preston. Preston, how's it going?
Pretty good, Nick. Pretty good. Hanging in there.
I feel you, man. You know, I'm still reeling from the loss last week. Just when I give up on the Vikings, they give me hope.
Just to take it away again.
Just to take it away. Like, I mean, it's the story of my life. They're worse than a toxic relationship. I mean, they're like a toxic relationship, but you get no sex out of it. So, I mean, fuck that. Well, it's great to hear you guys again. And we've really got some stuff we want to go over. So we're not going to be with you too long today, but some stuff we really wanted to hit on. And we know you guys have just missed our voices a lot. Isn't that right, Preston?
Of course.
So the first thing we really want to touch on, there's been some crazy stuff going on in the NFL. There's been 5 head coaching changes. Let's start with Joe Judge at the Giants, Preston. He's a Belichick and Nick Saban guy, or mentor, or configlier. I'm fucking losing words here. It's late. You know, apparently he can coach anyone, Belichick says, and Saban. I'm not going to lie. I thought that... I'm drawing a blank on his name, and he was our OC. Holy cow. The Giants head coach they just fired.
Irrelevant.
It's irrelevant at this point. It'll come to me in a minute. I didn't really think he deserved to be fired yet. I mean, let's be honest. Eli was still on the team. They're a very young team, and maybe they just wanted to take a different route, I guess. But let's be honest, there's not a lot of pieces in New York. What's your thoughts, Preston?
I couldn't agree.
Pat Shurmur came to me. Knew it would. I still think they're a dumpster fire, but maybe this guy will, you know, he'll get them in line and make them real respectable. And
get the best out of them.
That was his quote, wasn't it? He can get the best out of any guy.
So this is why you don't take Saquon, right? This is why you go elsewhere. You don't start at running back. As once in a generational talent as Saquon is, you don't put him out there to constantly be beat up and touching the ball 35 times a game.
Well, then the next year, you also don't take Daniel Jones at the 6th pick.
Also true.
When you had a ton of defensive talent and you could have came back and still probably got a guy you wanted, even if it's not Daniel Jones. So I'm really really taken back from that, to be honest. But the Giants do it to themselves. Fuck them. And fuck you, Eli. Celebrate when you won that game against the Redskins, like in week 15. You had 3 picks and looked awful. And they're like, he's done it. Eli's done it. Look at him. He's so good. Like, man, fuck you, Eli.
Every time I see Eli, I can only think of this article I read one time of, so what's the oldest Manning brother? Didn't play for
Archie.
Or no, so that's her dad.
That's her dad's Archie.
So there's one that's, he's just like a businessman.
I know it's, keep talking. It's going to come to me.
I can't remember. It's basically an interview he did where a profanely laced interview where he talked shit about not only Eli, but Peyton, about how garbage they were and how he was so much better and blah, blah,
Coop.
Blah.
Coop.
Yeah, there you go.
Coop, yep.
And just the amount of shit he talked about Eli's game was comical.
Well, that's what we think of the Giants. Hopefully to God he retires so I don't have to see any more of that stupid-ass, confused-look smirk.
You would think.
And just think that guy's going to be in the fucking Hall of Fame.
I think he's just drunk all the time.
I wish he was. That would at least make some sense, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to move on to maybe my favorite hire. Like, this really gets me excited. The Dallas Cowboys fired Mike McCarthy.
Woo-hoo! Mike McCarthy.
He is their guy. As he is quoted, Dak Prescott is a Super Bowl quarterback.
Bro, where did Dallas go this year?
They went 8-8.
They'll be 10-6 next year.
Maybe 9-7. Let's don't get ahead of ourselves.
They'll be 10-6, and they'll win a divisional game. Maybe.
So, Mike McCarthy, we looked up some stats here, and in his, 13 years at Green Bay, He only had 5 seasons of 11-5 or better with Aaron fucking Rodgers, maybe the greatest quarterback ever, in his prime with prime Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, James Jones. Also, let me remind you that they could never develop a run game, and his defense was always usually, maybe outside of the Super Bowl year in 2010, bottom half, bottom third. Yep. They won 1 Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. That's pathetic. You put Bill Belichick instead of Mike McCarthy in there. What, 4, 5?
At least, yeah.
You put half of the competition. You know, I don't like Mike Tomlin that much anymore. You put Mike Tomlin in there.
He's got a couple anyway.
He's at least going to get 2. Fuck. I mean, it's just Mike McCarthy and his, like, one little lazy eye, crazy eye.
He's been studying in his barn.
That's what I read. He was.
He's good to go. He's just been watching a lot of tape. He's learned a lot. Now he's going to come coach Dallas and be better.
Hopefully they give Dak a shit ton of money, and they really just suck. I think it's coming. Call me crazy. Mike McCarthy, I hated to see him go in Green Bay because, as you can see what Matt LaFleur did in 1 year, they're in the NFC Championship game, and they haven't even looked that awesome. I think their roster is maybe one of the worst it's been.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy would have had this team at 7-9 all day.
1 legit receiver.
Who was out for, what, 7-8 weeks?
Yeah.
So, the guy's still got a job. Ron Rivera, shit-canned from the Panthers. He's on the old Redskins. So, as you guys remember, the greatest collapse in NFL history, the Panthers lost to the New England Patriots. What was that, 4 years ago in the Super Bowl? 3 or 4 years ago. They had the 26-3 lead.
Falcons.
No, it was the Falcons. Never mind. Yeah. Who did they lose to in the Super Bowl?
I can't remember that one.
Maybe the Patriots as well. It doesn't matter. He lost in the Super Bowl. Sorry, all these stats are getting wild in my mind, guys. But we looked up the stats, and what was it? Out of 9 or 10 years, Ron Rivera only had like 3 winning seasons.
Yep.
And let's be honest, the Redskins roster doesn't get me excited. Like, at all. The Redskins are a dumpster fire of shit.
What's he going to do without Christian McCaffrey, man? That's what I want to know.
Well, Dwayne Haskins sucks. I know it's a rookie year. They've had their ups and downs. Dwayne Haskins didn't really show me a lot.
No.
I never once said, you know what? That looked like a really – that never came. I never saw, like, that moment of shimmering light where I'm like, man, Dwayne Haskins may have something here. No. Never saw that. Didn't get that one. So Matt Rhule, he signed a 7-year, $60 million contract with the Panthers. Apparently, they gave him so much money, so the Giants couldn't get him. You know, maybe I'm just a man of the times. I'm not fully sold on these college coaches coming to the NFL.
So is this another spread offense?
I'm assuming that, but who's their quarterback? I was reading today that Cam's going to get shot in March. Is it going to be, what's his name, Kyle Allen? Is that right?
I guess.
I mean, who's it going to be? Is McCaffrey going to fucking run quarterback too?
He might.
I mean, his career's over in 2 to 3 years, I think. It has to be, doesn't it?
You would think.
I mean, shit, he's only getting like, what, 380 carries? 380 total carries or combined touches? It's just an absurd amount of fucking... He's awesome. I love McCaffrey. But it's like, why are you wearing him down when you're back? I didn't get that. I'll never get that. I know it puts asses in the seats. But I don't get it. Call me crazy. And the last one, which still kind of puzzles me a little bit as well, Kevin Stefanski. He is now the Browns head coach, was the Vikings offensive coordinator. I thought Stefanski did fine. He didn't wow me. I mean, the Vikings looked really good. But now he's coming out saying, Baker Mayfield has all the tools, Preston. He's got everything he needs. I think we've heard this story before. He had the offense of great. He had a great cast and looked awful. Their schedule, in my opinion, wasn't that difficult. Now, one we're really confused on here is the Doug Marone fried bologna sandwich fiasco. So, as of week 17, they had announced that Doug Marone would be fired or they were going to part ways. Well, they fired our boy Tom. I look like a Clay Doll Coughlin. But Doug Marrone is still there. So is Doug Marrone staying? I mean, I guess. You know, Jacksonville sucks.
I don't think it matters, right?
Yeah, they're just, fuck it, I guess. So a couple, we're really questioned about a couple non-firings. The Chargers keeping Anthony Lynn. Goddamn. The Chargers sucked at closing out games.
Surprise, surprise.
Phillip Rivers looked terrible.
It was worse than normal. So that's the key to me. Rivers is done.
He has to be, right?
Yeah.
He has to retire. But I mean,
he won't, but yeah.
The defense isn't that Anthony Lynn's what he boasts. He's a defensive guy. I mean, granted, they turned it around more at the end of the season. But they're still losing.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a... Excuse me.
Supposed to be a legit D-man. I don't know what happened. Got two legit corners. Defensive line. I mean, it was supposed to be a pretty legit defensive side of the ball, but you're right. It took a long time to come around, and even when it came around, it wasn't that great. So.
What about Atlanta's Dan Quinn?
He's just going to be there forever, apparently. Well, they saved his job in the last half of the year by playing
decent.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised he was still there. And, oh, man, this guy, he can die in hell for all I care. The Jets, Mr. Butthead, Adam Gase, how do you have a job? You're terrible. Everywhere you go, you turn to shit. Adam Gase, I hate you.
How did he even get hired? That's why. Why was he an attractive option last year?
I look at Adam Gase, and he reminds me of someone that would bring joy out of putting kittens and puppies in a bag and cutting off their air circulation.
Just a bad person.
I look at him.
Did you watch that documentary?
Which one?
Don't Fuck with Cats or something?
I haven't. People have told me about it.
He killed the cats, man.
That's what I heard. It was legit. It was real.
Yeah. No,
was it in England or somewhere?
Canada.
Damn, but they caught the guy, right?
Yeah.
Spoiler!
Yeah, I could spoil it all. I won't. It's wild, though.
How many episodes is it? Like
4 or 6. I can't remember.
So it's pretty good. Hour long?
I think so.
Well, that's what we have on the coaching changes. And we're actually going to go over a little bit of entertainment, as Preston was talking about that. I recently have seen the movie 1917. It was excellent. Preston also went and saw the movie 1917. Preston also fell asleep during the movie. It's a war movie, Preston. How do you fall asleep during a war movie?
I don't know, man.
In IMAX, there's loud fucking explosions.
So it wasn't IMAX.
Well, that's your problem. How the fuck are you going to see a war movie and not see it in IMAX?
I don't know why we didn't. But
yeah. Well, talk to your wife. That's bullshit. She was saving the extra dollar or two. You wouldn't have fallen asleep at this fucking one part, let me tell you. Because it made me nearly piss my pants.
I will say, we did watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I liked it. I watched it.
I liked it a lot, man.
I love the ending, and it's so Quentin Tarantino-esque.
Yep.
It's good. And I always tell people, though, if you don't know, because I watched it with some other people, brush up on your Manson murders before watching it if you don't understand the Manson stuff, because it's tied in, but it's different how he does it. Yeah. So you just need to, I think if you just understand it a little bit more, it will make more sense.
Alternative takes on what could have happened type deal, kind of Inglorious Bastards-ish.
Right, right, exactly. And I think he kind of still leaves a question mark, no spoilers, at the end of the movie too, if you remember what happens in the actual Manson murders on day 2. Oh, Preston's going to have to brush up on that. See?
It's too late.
I'm way too involved in shit. So, we did want to bring you one other thing real quick. So, we're going to break down and we'll end the season here in the next few weeks. We're going to go over every picks we made, see what we looked like. So, our locks of the year that we did, we had 7. We actually went 5-2 on those. So, we missed the Niners. I shit all over the Niners and said they would win more than 8 games. Boy, was I wrong. I think I was right. We were right about the offense, Preston and I were talking about this. Their defense, holy shit. Like,
so that's the thing. I saw that the, what's his name, George Sala, their D coordinator, had an interview with the Browns. I don't know how you don't go after that guy. I mean, that D is legit, game in, game out. And
well, outside of Dougie Marrone, all the positions are now filled.
You're going to go after that Baylor coach or all these random obscure
linebackers. We were talking about this too. I think in the NFL and college too, because a lot of times You have a bowl game where a coach is no longer there. You need to wait till the season's over. I don't care if it's the day after the Super Bowl or once you're eliminated from contention, maybe. Something to where you're not distracting maybe a current team with something. Or, I don't know, because the NFL's so strict on free agency timing and bonuses and the way things are layered, but they're not strict on
coaching. NFL.
Speaking of this, we forgot to mention this earlier, folks. Mike McCarthy was hired by Dallas, as we told you.
Yes.
So when you hire a new NFL coach, you have to interview two people. And nothing wrong with this. The NFL is really pushing diversity as well for head coaching vacancies. You know, they don't want it to be the boys' club of old white men. Now it's the boys' club of young white men, but they're trying to push the envelope. Whatever, you know, whatever. I don't give a shit if you're black, yellow, brown. If you can coach the fuck out of football, I want your ass. You know, simple as that. But Dallas, it's minimum two interview people. So to appease and not break rules, Preston, take a guess who they interviewed first.
That's not fair. You already told me.
Well, tell them anyway.
I didn't know this. It's pretty exciting. Their two options were Hugh Jackson and Mike McCarthy. They chose the latter. I mean, I don't know how you can go wrong there.
Wait a minute. It might have been Marvin Lewis. Is it bad I confused the two?
No, because it's pretty much the same person.
They both fucking suck.
Yeah.
And, of course, they pick someone a minority, which I think is almost disrespectful in its own case. Because they're picking them just to waste their time. They have to know it. Surely the fuck they knew it. Did they, like, buy a mistake? Was Jerry like, I'll take you down to my tailor and get you a new pair of boots? Well, fuck you too, Jerry Jones. Your team's never been worth a shit to you. So going back where we missed the Niners over under of 8. And we missed the Eagles 9-7. Eagles went 8-8. We were really close on the Eagles.
No, they went 9-7. I think the over under was 9.5.
So oh, okay.
We were super close.
Injuries, or we would have killed that one, I think. But we really killed the Patriots. Was it over 11?
Yep.
Chiefs over 10.5. Seahawks over 8.5. Colts under 7.5.
That was close.
That was close. And then Saints over 10.5?
Yes.
So if you would have bet those, if you would have listened when you first started, like you fucking should have, you would have made some fucking money. You had a good Christmas when the season ended, because you would have been ahead. But I don't know if you did. I hope you did. Please tell me you did. Put it in the comments. Tell us you made some money. You bought your significant other, your mother, your child, a nice gift on us. But if you didn't, well, snooze you lose, bitch. All right, what you all been waiting for? This is not going to be a long podcast. We're going to get straight to the point. We're having a good time. We missed you guys. We're going to break down these games here. Niners, Packers, 7.5-point favorites. Preston, what's that over-under looking like?
45.
Who you like in this one?
I like the Niners.
Me too.
Spread be damned. I think the Packers don't have enough weapons. I think they just contained Dalvin Cook, so they can contain Aaron Jones. And outside of that, they just need to stop Davante Adams. And I really don't think it's much of a question. I'll be shocked if the Packers score
13. That's my guess.
I was going to say 14. I was going to start going up and go to 17. But, yeah, they're not getting over 20 for sure. But you said 13. My first thought was 14. That's about right.
The Vikings looked great against the Niners in the first quarter. I won't say great. They looked good. They were getting a little pressure to Jimmy G. The Vikings have a better D-line, in my opinion, than the Packers. They have better receivers than the Packers. They have a better running back. We'll call them equal, just for shits and giggles. Quarterback, we'll give it to Rodgers all day, right? Yeah. But when your number two is the Lizard King or Anthony Lazard, and ours is Diggs or Thielen,
that's rough.
They shut the Vikings fucking down, and pressure was nonstop.
The ghost of Jimmy Graham, Nick. The ghost of Jimmy Graham. That's
Jimmy
that's,
Graham is already their, having nightmares of getting
him. Is that their second pussy. Option?
I mean, I guess Jimmy Graham is, or is it?
It's Aaron Jones, is who it is.
So I was going to say Aaron Williams. Jones. It was Jamal Williams.
Yeah.
Is Jamal Williams their second option in the passing game?
I think so. Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to give it to LaFleur. Like I said earlier, this team, Mike McCarthy would have been 7-9.
Yeah. It's a good job this year by them.
Problem is, Rodgers is 36 now. He has one Super Bowl. I don't think he gets another.
Makes me feel old, man.
I know, right? But think about it. Manning got one in his late career. But let's admit, Aaron Rodgers is better than Peyton Manning. He's just... He doesn't have the records.
If he is, he just doesn't have enough supporting cast right now.
I don't know if he's ever going to get it, man. The NFC is just not... I don't see the NFC going anywhere for a while is the problem.
Yeah.
The NFL is just getting better as a whole. If you want to be safe by the half point, take it down to 7. I don't think you have to. We don't like touching the over-under at all. I lean more toward the under. I'm going to give you a final score, 27-13. Niners. I didn't think the Niners, I thought the Vikings were making a lot closer game until all of those players came back. And they all look good. And now they're going to have a game under them and be in even better shape.
Yeah, so it's all worked out in their favor, the timing of it all, getting people back from injuries.
And the Packers nearly blew that game to the Hawks.
I'm sorry, they're going to shit on them. They're going to shit on them.
I think so, too. They could get it. Maybe it's worse. They did before. What was the score before? Like 36-7, something like that? It is. Don't be surprised if it's about the same. I'm being serious, and it's in San Francisco. I love the Niners. I do. That's all I really have to say about it. I don't feel like we have any. There's nothing more to say. I mean, Jimmy G hasn't wowed me by any means. He doesn't have to.
No, doesn't need to. He's run game, Kittle.
Yeah, I mean, he's.
You don't have to do much to get at the Kittle and have him do after the catch.
Yeah.
WWE move.
You said it earlier. That addition of
Sanders
has made them so much better, and he stayed healthy.
Yeah, and so it's not even that Sanders is putting up monstrous games.
He's just a weapon to go.
He has, but he demands attention because he is a consistently good wide receiver option and something that they didn't have until they acquired him. So
Debo. As a rookie.
It's helped Debo come along. So, like, I knew the Debo skill was there. I drafted that sumbitch on my fantasy team and sit there for 8 fucking weeks and then finally dropped him.
And then who gets him?
And then he goes and starts doing
things. Who picked him up?
It doesn't matter. Fuck you. I drafted him. I knew before you. I do this every year. I do this every fucking year.
Did you know before me? Or you knew I was waiting?
Every year. Yeah, I draft people knowing that the talent's there. And I wait. What was the last year? Fucking DJ Moore. I sat on DJ Moore for 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever fucking many weeks.
Then you drop him.
I drop him and he goes the fuck off.
Hey, man. Speaking of fantasy, I lost my fantasy championship.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about it. It's so nasty. Like, I was nasty. Like, Preston can tell you. I'm a little bit. I don't want to say I'm a sore loser. Preston, how good was my fucking team?
Oh, it wasn't that good.
Oh, fuck. Here we go now. He can't even.
It was good. My team was just fine, too, and I just had more shit luck than you.
Listen to it. Here we go. So, let's move to the other game. And this other game, man, I think it will be exciting just because there's going to be more scoring.
Yes.
The Tennessee Titans, which, let's give it up to Vrabel, the Titans, Derrick Henry. Man, they're awesome. They've been so much fun. They're traveling to the Kansas City Chiefs. And Chiefs are also 7.5-point favorites. Over-under, 53. Woo! So, one thing we want to touch on, it's kind of negative, and then because then we're just going to do everything else, we don't like touching the over-under here.
They set it high, man. So, it's kind of a scary
outside
one.
Outside of last week, the Chiefs' combined scores have not hit 50 in, I don't know how many weeks.
So, the Titans will definitely try to chew clock. How successful they'll be, I don't know.
That is the Titans MO, and I think that's – I was looking at some Week 10 stuff earlier today.
How you beat the Chiefs, too.
And it was a shootout, though. It was like 12-32 or 32 to – whatever it was, it was a shootout.
What now?
Yeah, the Chiefs and the Titans when they play.
Yeah, so it kind of was, but
– I don't think that happens this time.
The Chiefs were gimped up, too.
Their defense was hurt. Mahomes was coming back. Hill was hurt. And the Titans have found their identity of run the fuck out of Derrick Henry because he's unstoppable. Until they stop him, then we'll throw some bombs. And, you know, first off, I want to give it to the Titans, man. Me and Preston, if you listen to us during our season picks, I think I had the Titans going 5-11. I was shitting all over them. They would have went 5-11 if they didn't bench Marcus Mariota. Yeah. I think he's dog trash. I've always said it, and I even had Titans fans, friends of mine. Some did, some didn't. They all finally admit he is trash. Tannehill, is he the new Nick Foles? Is he a $100 million man? Is he a $100 million man?
Maybe.
I think he gets franchise tagged next year by the Titans.
So I was a Tannehill fan there for a while, and it just got stale in Miami. And maybe that was just Miami, because, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, he's managing good, you know, and then he can, out of nowhere, just, like that bomb he had last week against the Ravens, out of fucking nowhere.
And that's another one that you saw the skill in, but I think it was just the situation he was in. He couldn't take the next step. So he gets in there with Vrabel, knows how to handle players, because he fucking was one.
And their defense is
their defense plays really good. Vrabel's excellent at getting the most out of his defense. They're not going to wow you. It's not some fucking old Ravens defense or old Bears defense or something.
They're going to let you have a shit ton of yards and they're going to hold your points, just like the Belichick
would. Yep. And they're good at it, right? So.
But here's the thing. As much as we're complimenting, liking the Titans, their accolades they've done here recently, it doesn't matter, guys. We're just going to go out on a limb to you. I bet them for playoffs starting. I saw it. Saints and Chiefs were my Super Bowl pick, but the Chiefs were still in. The Chiefs were my Super Bowl win. The Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, Jesus Christ, he is a machine. You bring pressure to him, it doesn't matter. He is a mix. I can't even tell you what a... He's like an Aaron Rodgers mix in with, I don't even know where to begin of like accuracy, mobility, play calling, players, just everything. Mahomes is, I would do anything to have him as my quarterback. And he's going to be, what, 23?
Yep.
He's going to be a $140 million man in a year. And he deserves every penny. I think if you insert Patrick Mahomes into the Packers offense right now, I'm going to say this. I think they're like 15-1.
Get the fuck out of here. In the Packers offense? Was they just going to fucking hit Devontae Adams 32 times?
Well, it was 13-3, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you think about just, you know, other stuff where he can just make shit happen. Yeah.
Fuck that. They ain't that good. They had a little luck on their side and get 13-3.
Or the Packers?
Packers, yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe I'm loving Mahomes too much.
So, no, I totally get it. He's the best quarterback in the league right now, and it's not a question. But I just wouldn't take it too far. Packers, it's not that Rodgers can't fucking chuck it anymore. It's the supporting cast to me, in my opinion.
Yeah, but, I know, true.
Anyway, I agree. Fucking Chiefs all day in this game. Chiefs, I mean, Niners, Super Bowl. I know you think the Chiefs will win that. I don't know that I would even want to bet that fucking game. I'd have to see the line. I think it'll be really competitive. I think that'll be a really good game.
I think it'll be really close.
I think that'll be a hell of a Super Bowl.
And do we have a podcast before the Super Bowl? Do we wait?
I don't know. Whatever you want to do, man.
I think we do. I think we leave it at that.
Yeah, we're both
in agreement. Chiefs, Niners, Super Bowl. Put your money there. I don't think you got to really buy points in this game. I don't like touching the over-under. You can tease the two favorites. I'd do that. I'd even put them in a parlay together. And that's my thoughts. What's your thoughts, Preston?
Agreed. I didn't mention the over-under on the first game. I'm with you. I lean under. But I don't think I'd want to do either one. I think I'd just stick to Niners-Chiefs.
Niners-Chiefs.
Covering the spread.
And this might be one of the better Super Bowls we've had in a long time if that happens.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's great offense versus great defense. We've had it before, but we've never had Mahomes. All right, folks, it's been fun. Have a great weekend. Enjoy these games. We're going to try to work in some basketball in the near future. As always, be responsible in betting, and see you later.
Peace.